Lesson 43, 43rd lesson, part 1. A holiday in the country. If you want to have a really quiet and healthy holiday, you must go and stay on a farm. Last year we went to my brother-in-law's farm in Devonshire and enjoyed ourselves immensely. But the farmer's life, though healthy, is by no means an easy one. There's always plenty to do. You must look after his stables and his horses. He must milk the cows and clean the cowshed. Then he has to take great care of the young animals, the lambs and the calves. Goats and sheep must be fed and pigs fattened. You can see the pigs in their sty and the ewes with their lambs in the sheep pen. Then somebody has to go round the fowl houses to collect the eggs. Cocks and hens, ducks and drakes, turkeys and geese must all be fed and fattened for the market. We all like to have a roast turkey, or at least a goose for Christmas, don't we? When we stay at my brother-in-law's, we have to work very hard, but we don't mind. We really enjoy it, particularly if the weather's nice. In the old days, most of the work on a farm was done by hand, with the aid of horses. But now things are altogether different. Ploughing is done with a tractor, and eggs are taken to market in motor vans. Cows are milked by electricity, and chickens are bred in incubators. So you see, a farmer's life is not what it used to be.
Part 2. Work on the farm.
What time do you have to get up when you're staying at the farm?
About 6 o'clock.
Why must you get up so early?
Well, there's such a lot to be done.
Are you going to the country next summer?
I expect so.
It must be a delightful change for you, after living all the year in town.
Yes, it is. Life in the country is so peaceful. It's so nice to feel that you don't have to rush for a train every morning.
Don't you have to work very hard on a farm?
We can if we want to, but of course we're not obliged to. We just do as we please. There's always work that mustn't be neglected, so we do what we can to help.
Well, I've never spent a holiday on a farm, so I don't know what it's like.
Haven't you really? Oh, you ought to. Come with us next year. You needn't be afraid that you'll have to work too hard.
I'd love to, but are you sure I shan't be in the way?
Of course you won't. And I'm sure you'd enjoy a week or two in the open air. Personally, I've always wanted to be a farmer.
Have you really? But it's not a very profitable way of earning one's living, is it?
Oh, I don't know. I think you can find rich men and poor just as much in farming as in any other occupation.